listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
McKinnon, you're listening.
You're listening to.
Active FM.
To Active FM.
To Active FM.
To FM.
To Active FM.
What is up?
Welcome to the Active FM Live.
I'm Sash.
And I'm Nolzidi.
And we are both from two shows, but completely different. Technically, it's four shows, actually.
Yeah.
So there are four shows in this show.
Four in one. Except you're only talking about two.
But
of the shows.
Yeah. Because the other two. So we're doing a trivia show.
Yeah.
So I'm in two shows. I'm in the movie show and I'm in the shade. Obviously, you can do trivia with a movie show.
Yeah.
But there's
with no the shade.
Trivia with shade.
Maybe there is.
That's actually. We should find shady trivia.
Yeah.
And then.
I am on two shows as well. The Crime Show and Philosophically Poetic. But I didn't want to do a philosophy trivia.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, there is.
What is the trivia?
Like, it asks you about the philosophers, the theories.
Oh. Yeah, like I would suck at that. I'd be like, what? Where?
So we're doing crime.
Who? Yeah, we're doing crime, which I still think I'm going to suck at because I'm not much of a crime person.
But I mixed this one. It's celebrity or criminal.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a quote and then we have to say whether it's a celebrity or a criminal who said it.
Well, sometimes it's hard to tell.
So the first one is, I'd like you to give my love to your family and friends. That's the whole quote.
I feel like a criminal would have said that. That sounds really shady.
I'd like you to give my love to your family and friends.
But then also a celebrity could say it, but why would they say it? Because it's not like a celebrity knows your
family and friends.
I vote criminal.
I also vote criminal. Yay! It was definitely a criminal whose face I can see, but I don't know.
Wow.
The next one is, everybody thinks the worst of me. The only thing I'm happy about is I was able to help people recover. There's nothing for me to change from. It's not like I've ever considered myself a bad person. I made a horrible mistake. I'm sorry.
That's a celebrity.
Definitely a celebrity. Sounds like an apology.
I wrote like it's a drug addict or, you know, like, I don't know. I just wrote celebrity.
Someone that did something
if
really
bad. If it's a criminal and they were a murderer, they're scary.
Because then they don't feel like they did anything bad.
Wrong.
So we type in celebrity. Oh, it's wrong.
Oh, my
goodness. It's a criminal. It's an old man.
Hectic.
Yeah.
What? Hopefully he wasn't a murderer. Yeah.
He looks like he wasn't a murderer. He looks like he was doing other sinister things.
Yeah.
The next one is, I want the world to be fun. No rules. Like, no one can stop me. No one can stop me. That sounds like a song.
That sounds like the Joker. Sorry, I just watched Batman, so that's why I'm like...
The Joker.
Yeah, you do it. Never mind. Never mind.
What is that?
Oh, my...
No, wait. I do know who the Joker is.
Okay, who is the Joker?
Hmm?
Who is the Joker?
He's the villain in Batman.
Which Batman?
Oh, there's like... In my view, when I used to watch Batman, he was the villain.
Which Batman?
As in like Batman.
Which one?
The one who wears the mask.
No, which one?
As in, like, he's not the villain all the time.
First of all, there's not one Batman. There's, like, four.
I know he
actors.
Was in Suicide Squad.
All right. Who played him in Suicide Squad?
The man with the green hair.
No, I didn't. just move along. Oh, wait. We're discussing, is it a criminal or a celebrity?
It sounds like a... I want my world to be fun. No rules, like no one can stop me. It sounds like a song.
It sounds like the Joker. I'm voting criminal.
Criminal.
I'm voting criminal. That sounds.
I say celebrity.
All right.
It is definitely a celebrity. Justin Bieber.
What?
Shame. I told you it sounds like a song.
I just made Justin Bieber the Joker.
Justin Bieber could be the next Joker.
No, he couldn't.
In the next
Batman. No, no.
Okay.
No.
But he does
no,
act.
No.
Okay.
He won't. He just won't.
The next quote is three words. I love Hitler. Full stop.
I vote a celebrity.
I say criminal.
I'm pretty sure Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wait.
I'm not even joking.
I love Hitler.
I'm pretty sure that is a thing.
I love Hitler.
Yeah, I vote celebrity.
I'm going to say criminal because if it's a celebrity, that's weird. It's a celebrity.
Who's it?
I don't know. Some man.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either. It's not Arnold Schwarzenegger, though. But I'm pretty sure he said it as
Poor Arnold. He's at home thinking.
No, he said something whack. I'm telling you now.
The next one is, I wanted to clear all the lies and let the truth come out. That sounds like an apology.
Criminal.
But then the other one also sounded like an apology. It sounds like a celebrity apology.
Like, I just wanted to let all the truth out. You know what? No. You know why I'm saying it's a criminal? Because in criminals' minds, they're not wrong.
Yeah.
They're just, they know that what they do, okay, they might do something wrong, which they'll admit to, but yeah, in their mind, it wasn't wrong because they had a reason that, so I vote criminal.
I say celebrity. Oh, it is a criminal. Oh, it's the woman serial killer. Oh, I remember this lady. She killed men. She killed 7 men. That's all I'm going to disclose about this. It's crazy. The next one is, I actually think I may be possessed with demons. I was dropped on my head as a kid.
Celebrity.
I say criminal.
Celebrity.
Okay, do they think they were they possessed because they were dropped on their head?
Do you know how many celebrities have said they're possessed by demons? That's true, though, actually. Why did they... Maybe, I don't know, the upside-down demon.
So you say celebrity.
I vote celebrity.
I'm going to say criminal, but I've been wrong most of the time. Oh, it is a criminal.
Ah. You don't know who it is?
No.
Wow.
Some man who is very angry. The next one is, I've looked back at some of the interviews. I'm ashamed in many ways of the person that I was. But even then, that wasn't who I am. That sounds like a celebrity apology.
That sounds like a celebrity.
But I've said that so many times in this show.
I vote celebrity.
Yeah.
Because how many criminals get interviewed? I suppose they do.
They do.
That's an interesting
one. I'd like to interview a criminal. Like a killer. Like, but you know those ones that are like cold, like because like you try and understand what goes through their head for them to like, but you know, like obviously they'll be like the security guard.
Right.
They won't kill me.
Hopefully not.
Celebrity.
Celebrity, yeah.
Oh, it's wrong.
Criminal. Oh,
it's definitely a criminal.
Mm-hmm. Hectic.
And then the last one.
Alright.
It's like you can't leave any fun. And if you have fun, it's like you can't have any fun. And if you don't have fun, if you do your own thing, you're considered crazy and you should be in a mental institution. Now, that's what I found creepy. I'm eccentric. I'm not messed up. That sounds like a criminal.
Or have celebrity that needs help, but let's go criminal.
Hopefully it's a criminal. Oh, it's Justin Bieber. I'm joking. It's a celebrity.
Oh, I know that guy. He's an actor. I just don't know what he played in. That's scary, though. But I feel like he played in a criminal film.
He's got a rat on his shoulder, so I think it matches who he is. Because his personality is freaking
he's
me
eccentric.
Out.
Okay, so now that we have done the criminal slash celebrity, let's get into some movie trivia. Yes. I'm always scared of movie trivia because I never know the answer. I feel like
you will know the answers because...
No, I don't know. Okay, question number one. So it's modern movie trivia, so...
Okay, wait. I haven't watched any movies. Okay.
Okay, ready? Which animated film's art design is intended to reflect a 50s Broadway musical?
Are there no options?
No. Animated film's art design. Animated film that looked like the 50s Broadway musical. What animated films are they?
Sing!
Shall we go with Sing?
Yeah.
Inside Out.
What?
Inside Out?
Okay, I don't know what Inside Out is.
You know
I pictured
Inside
Home.
Out. You must go watch Inside Out. It's a cool film.
Okay.
You'll enjoy the psychological.
That aspect
it's
of
like,
it.
No, it's just philosophy. But anyway, you'll probably like it. Okay, which film is about a jazz pianist, Sebastian, and actress Mia, who fall in love with each other in L.A.? Oh, wait.
Definitely don't know this
what
one.
What was that movie? With Ryan Gosling.
Definitely.
La La Land. Have you seen that?
No.
Ah, it's correct.
I did not know that one.
Have you not watched you probably have not watched any of... Okay. We should start doing how many movies has she watched. So zero so far. Okay. Next question. Which movie devised a new technology called 12-wire rig for its making?
I feel like it's some Marvel movie.
Yeah. 12-wire rig.
I feel Guardians like of the Galaxy.
I feel like it could be a Transformers film or a Michael Bay film.
Okay, it could also be. Okay, I don't know the Michael Bay film. I know Transformers.
Should we go for Transformers?
Yeah.
The answer is, of course the answer is this, Gravity, which you've never watched.
Of course, I watched it.
That makes sense. I wouldn't suggest you go watch it, though. My sister hated it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I just was impressed by the behind the scenes of it, like the 12-wire rig. Yeah. I didn't know that's what it was called. Okay, what is the name of the fourth film of the Mad Max series set in the year 2060? Fourth film. I didn't watch the original films. Oh, wait. Isn't that Mad Max Fury Road? Wasn't there three with Mel Gibson and the fourth one? There's another one coming out, by the way. Did you know that? Do you know who's starring in it? Tom Hardy. Do you know who Tom Hardy is? Venom. Do you know who Venom is? No, she doesn't know. It's very sad. Okay. Are we going with Fury
Road?
I'll
go with whatever you say.
Ting, correct.
Yay.
Okay, you should get this one. In which movie? Oh no, she might not get this one. I won't even answer this one.
You set the expectation right now. I'm like, I better get this one.
In which movie did Captain America lift Thor's hammer? If you don't get this.
Wait, I'm going to say it's either Infinity or Endgame. I think it's Endgame.
You have to pick one.
Huh?
You have to
me,
pick
one. Me, as in like you're not helping me.
I know the answer to this. So
oh,
it was just
I'm going to say... I think, was it Infinity War? It's not Ragnarok, because he's not in it. At least I know three movies. I'm aware.
Who's
well
not in Ragnarok?
Captain America.
Okay, at least you know that. That's impressive.
That one I liked. I liked that movie. Endgame.
Ding!
Yay!
Yay! She got one! Okay, cool. Okay, next question. In which movie were the paradoxical stairs inspired by the art of M.C. Escher?
I'm going to say something about Alice in Wonderland because they have, like, staircase things in their movies. No, they don't.
Where?
Oh.
I know she falls down a hole, but...
Are there no stairs in the... Oh, wait, not Alice in Wonderland, the other one that's like it. It's sort of, like, fiction-y, like...
It's what?
It's Alice in Wonderland and it's that movie. They're both based on a book.
Looking through Alice the Looking Glass.
No.
Hunger Games.
No.
Maze Runner, based on a book. Okay, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Should I just look at that?
Alice.
No, it's very far. Inception. Makes sense, but I wouldn't have gotten it.
I don't know Inception.
You've never watched Inception?
I know Active Worship's album Inception. Yay!
Wow. Okay, next question. Which movie was based on Jordan Belfort, the former stockbroker and convicted felon? Wasn't it Jordan? No, I don't know. Catch Me If You Can. Stockbroker. No, he wasn't.
No,
he wasn't
it's the
a
one with Leonardo DiCaprio, isn't
that's
it?
Catch Me If You Can.
No, but that's not Catch Me If You Can.
It is the con artist.
Oh, not that one. The other one where he's the Wall Street one.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
I think.
Yeah!
Ah!
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, in which movie did all the Infinity Stones first appear in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? I can't answer because I stole the answer, sorry. So I'm not going to cheat.
Which movie did they all appear?
Yeah.
As in, like, we saw all of them.
In the first movie where all of the Infinity Stones appeared, the first
isn't
appearance.
Isn't it when... I'm going to say it's not Thor, the purple guy. The purple
no, it
guy.
Was before Thanos. No, that wasn't the first time they all appeared.
Ah, then I don't know.
You said it earlier. I'll give you a
call. Oh, I did.
Mm.
Ragnarok.
No.
The Infinity Wars. Infinity Star. Infinity.
Okay, you've used your chances. It's fine. It's okay. Guardians of the Galaxies.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never watched the movie. Yeah, I just know them because they're in Infinity
Wait, you watched Wars. Endgame, but you...
Yeah.
So you're one of those people that watched...
Wow.
Okay. Which was the first comic book and superhero film to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards? I also saw the answer. I need to stop looking at the answers.
The first movie.
Marvel film.
I'm going to go with Winter Soldier.
No.
Was that before or after Ragnarok?
That was before.
I don't know anything before
Black Panther. Okay, this one I'll help you with because I haven't seen the answer. In which movie was Thor's new weapon, the Stormbreaker, first seen? Wasn't it
in
Ragnarok?
Yeah, it was Ragnarok.
No, damn it! It was my second option. It was Infinity War.
I knew Infinity War was going to come up somewhere.
Yes, that's where he... Oh, that was stupid. He went to that planet and then had it made with those giant dwarves.
Oh, yes.
You have no idea what I'm talking
about. No, I do know one. I watched that one without sleeping.
Oh, wow. Okay, which movie won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature Film in 2019?
How are we supposed to know that? Can you ask these people? Animated feature in 2019.
Was it not Inside Out? Or Coco? Wow.
All I know is Home, and I don't know when it was made.
Okay, we are doing two options here. It is either Inside Out or Coco.
Okay.
I am ashamed
it's
of
home.
My, I am ashamed of myself. How
is
could I
me?
Forget this movie?
Did I win it?
No! Oh. You probably haven't watched it, though.
What?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, I love that one. That's my favorite Spider-Man film of all time.
So what?
Wait, what?
It is.
Okay, that one That's was... my favorite Spider-Man, the animation one.
No, that one and Andrew Garfield's one are good. But how could we not get that? Of course it was. That
I didn't know it was 2019.
We
only watched it in 2020.
We should have gone and looked at all the animated films from 2019. Okay, yeah. Next question. Which was the first Marvel movie where all six Avengers came together? Wasn't it the Avengers? Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Hawkeye, and Black Widow. Yeah.
That's definitely all six of them.
The Avengers.
Yay! I was going to say Infinity War.
At the end of which movie were humans seen colonizing the orbit of Saturn near the wormhole? Interstellar.
I've never watched it.
This child has not watched anything. Okay, which movie starring Jesse Eisenberg and Andrew Garfield was based on Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook? I know this movie, damn it. What's the name of it? The Social Network. No.
Something like that.
It is called something like that.
Yeah.
Aw, man. What was that movie called?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just saw stuff about it.
I think it was the social network. The Social Network!
Yay!
I actually want to watch that film because I saw a thing on Andrew Garfield's performance. And okay, I think I'm just a huge Andrew Garfield fan.
Is Andrew Garfield like the first Spider-Man?
No, that's Tobey Maguire. Andrew Garfield was the best Spider-Man.
No, I was picturing that guy.
Which guy? Tobey Maguire.
One.
No, not Tobey Maguire.
I don't know who Andrew Garfield is.
Okay, last question, and this is a classic movie trivia question.
Oh, no.
So we've got to get this right. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
I just have to find a good one.
Please edit the one that's easy.
Which was the first movie to go to VHS? Do you know what VHS is?
It's the
videotape.
Yay!
While still being in theaters, winning 11 Academy Awards. I wrote The Lion... King?
Oh, I was going to say Charlie Chaplin. I'm not going back that far.
That's impressive, though, that it was still in theaters when it was going to VHS. It means that's how many people wanted to go and watch it.
Yeah.
Because they'll take it out once, like, the demand is gone.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Lion King. Charlie Chaplin.
No. Oh. The Leonardo DiCaprio film.
You're not going to tell me which one?
No, don't you know?
Titanic!
That was sad.
That was very sad.
But we didn't do badly.
Yeah.
We did not do badly. We got the Social Network.
I knew more movies than I thought I knew.
Yeah, you actually weren't bad. You were not bad at all. So that was trivia with us.
Yes. For another week, signing out.
Peace out.
Bye.
The world, but it couldn't feel me.
into armies. You're just easy to highways. You're the only one who cares. You're the only one.